Welcome to Tapped In. My name is David Figueroa Martinez of DFM Coaching, and today we're going to be discussing how to roll with new or trial students. This is a big one because it affects the gym and memberships signing up or people signing up. It's vital. It's incredibly important. And as an instructor, I don't think that anyone ever actually taught me how to roll with those students. I think that it was just something that I picked up as I matured, as I went through. I have no idea how I was as a white belt with a new student. I couldn't tell you. I may have been rough with them as well. So there's no shame in anyone who doesn't quite know how to roll with that class of student. But some things to keep in mind as I've gone and become an instructor and thinking more on the business sense, I consider those roles really important. And oftentimes, as an instructor, either I roll with them first or I pair them up with someone that I know will take care of them. It's super important because it dictates the image of the gym and it can be the reason why they sign up or leave and never come back. It's important to give that first impression in a way that they feel taken care of. If they get beat up and it gives the impression that the gym is just like hard nose, it's in your face, it's rough, you're going to turn off a lot of people. A lot of people will not come back. We are often in our 30s, 40s, 50s when we decide to finally come around to jiu-jitsu. We're not in our 20s, we're not in our teens, most of us. So when we come into that door, we're coming through with a lot of baggage. One, past traumas, life things that we've experienced in life, but we're also coming in there with responsibilities of, I have a full-time job, I have kids, I have a spouse, and this is a potential passion that I want to invest in. But if my first expression or experience in it is getting smashed really badly and I take away that it's too rough for me and it's going to get in the way of all the other things that I'm responsible for, I'll never come back. So it's super important to give them that experience leveled to what they're kind of bringing. And that's hard to do sometimes. Some people who come in for the very first time, they're wired. They're coming in hot. They're constantly moving. And sometimes you're just going to have to kind of sit them down. Hey, let's calm down a little bit. Take your time. Slow down. I had a gentleman this week who was like that. And when I rolled with him, I was fine with it because I'm experienced enough to handle it. But when I paired him up with someone else, one, I told my student, be careful. This is his first time. But I also told him, hey, slow it down. This is 6 minutes. I don't want you to gas out. So it was less about changing or making them feel bad for being that way. And more about, hey, let's conserve our energy because 6 minutes is a long time. And now it's a advice about strategy. The students that I pair new people up with do a fantastic job. They will talk them through some things. They'll feed them certain techniques and responses. They do a fantastic job of not beating them up. And I think part of that is that we have a 5 a.m. program that I'm responsible for that it's hard to get people in that door at 5 a.m. I don't want to risk sending anyone home and not coming back. So I think just in general, because of the fact that we want more people coming in and coming back, they naturally, and they're also on the older side, and I don't mean old, but they're not in their 20s. Like they're 30s and 40s, so they have a different view of life. They're a bit more patient. They're a bit more long-term thinking. So it's just a different crop of people. If you had gone to maybe a night class somewhere and you got a bunch of 20-year-olds, they're not going to come with that same line of thinking and it's just going to be different. So when I roll with the new student, I try to match in some ways what their energy level is. There's sometimes you're going to have a guy come in who is a former wrestler and they are in their 20s. So they are used to that grappling experience. We'll play that game. I will never push or match anything that is unsafe. So if I at some point feel like the match is going in a way that it's could be deemed unsafe, I say something about it or I tone it down. I don't want to be the reason someone gets injured, but I'll play to whatever they feel most comfortable. I'll also address moments where I feel like maybe they're being too active and all right, let's calm down, breathe. I want you to be more considered about getting this grips. Don't move so much. Relax. Like simple things like that. There's students that'll come in and they think that they have to be moving all the time. And then they use up all their energy. And then by minute two, they're dying. When I'm also rolling, I will feed them positions that I want them to learn or be more comfortable with. Let's say they decide that they want to stand and grab the pants, like bullfighter. Then I feed them that response often. They'll pass. I'll escape. I'll reconstitute my guard and force them to replay it again. And then I'll respond in a slightly different way that creates a little bit of a wrinkle in how they're passing and then make them adjust. Maybe they pass again. And then I reconstitute the guard again and I feed them the cycle of whatever it is that I want them to kind of learn in that early lesson. Sometimes it's specific to what we went over during class. So then if I'm going on a specific pass, that's what I want you to focus on. So I want you to give you more mileage because that's the one thing you know. You were in class. You learned this technique. Why not force you to try to establish that technique in live rolling? Sometimes I let students get deeper into submissions if they're doing some of the right things. They don't ever submit, but I'll let them get a little deeper. Like, hey, they got this armbar and they're working for it. Then I escape, get out of it, and we start playing again. My concept is I'm okay if they win, but at the same time, I don't want them to feel that this is too easy. So it's a balance. I need them to lose or to realize that there's a giant skill gap without hindering or hurting their ego. I don't want them to feel like this person is dominating me. Typically, there's a type of student that maybe comes through the door that you may need to show him the way, as they say. But for the most part, I'll roll with you. It's very lighthearted. It will look like I'm not doing anything and I'll sweep. And then I'll let them, maybe I'm in mount and I teach them, hey, okay, you're going to want to grab this arm. You're going to bridge me over and we're going to roll. So then I allow them to win that exchange. We end up in close guard. I let them flare around a little bit. Maybe I open the guard on purpose. I let them stand. Then they start bullfighter pass. And then I escape. I sweep them. So it's this exchange of very lighthearted, simple grappling where, yes, they're losing. They're getting back into bad positions. But then they win a little bit because they reverse the position. I don't even bother submitting new students or trial guy. I just don't. I don't see the point. I don't have to dominate. I don't have to show my knowledge by submitting them 2, 3, 4 times. There's no need. I can show them that there's a giant gap in our abilities simply by casually sweeping them. And that's the fun part. I'll start playing a very slow game. I don't do anything fast. I'll slowly get my hands in the grip, slowly get my positions. Maybe they're in a dominant position, side control, and they feel really heavy and they shift their weight too far to the other side and then you roll them over. But the casualness of it, the ease of it, the perceived almost magic aspect of I can do whatever I want without expending any energy and without making it look like it takes strength. That's where the magic happens. That's where you start hooking people because they'll be like, I want to do that to someone. If you use all your strength, you submit them a bunch of times, and you're now attacking the ego. So if you can play the game casually, Think of like how you would play with a child. You don't submit the child a bunch of times. You just kind of play with them. Move them around, a little bit of a sweep, a little off balance. They regain their balance. You attack the balance a little bit. Everything's very casual, friendly. No need to hurt the ego. And I think that's where sometimes students go a little wrong. They want to show that jiu-jitsu is really good, so they want to submit you a bunch of times. There's no need. I think that only drives students one way. How you treat the students is a direct reflection of you. If you want to be known as someone who's kind, gentle, a good asset to the gym, you will not mistreat these people. They are going to be the reason why the gym succeeds, and you have zero idea which one of these people could have potentially been a fantastic instructor or a world champion if you had not beat them to a pulp in that first match, that first week. Back in the day, that's kind of how it was. They put you through the ringer before they really took you in and pulled you under their wing. These days, we have to do this a bit more intelligently. There's a business to be run. We want to make sure that people are enjoying themselves, that people are signing up, and that their training is adapted to their skill level and then increased as we go. There's no need to wreck people. There's no need to be mean to people. There's no need to express your dominance because you're a two-stripe white belt and you never get to do it anyway. Your job is to make sure that they're comfortable and that they join up. The other thing, when I'm done and I'm done with the round, my hope is that they feel hope that when they're done rolling with me, they feel like, oh, this is fun. I don't want the game to be so difficult that they think that it's impossible for them to get good at it. So when they leave, I want them to have a little bit of encouragement. Hey, I liked the way you did X, Y, and Z. The next time you roll, I want you to work on this. Hey, I like the way you didn't use all your strength in this position. I like how you didn't seem to panic when I got to side control. If you have any questions, please let me know. I would love to help you. And that engagement fosters hope, and hope is what really drives the next lesson. And they come back and they're like, oh, I want to see this. I want to get better at this. I'm already asking my friend to come join. So these are all the things that we need to consider when we're rolling with the brand new student and, more importantly, the trial person. It's a balancing act. And sometimes you're just going to let them win, but not completely. You want them to have a little bit of a dance. That's the best way I could put it. A little bit of a conversation, if you will. Like, I don't want to dominate the conversation. I don't want to run over them. I don't want to make it so they can't get a word edgewise. I want us to have a conversation back and forth. I want them to feel like they're contributing a little bit. I want them to understand that I'm in control of the conversation, but there's a give and take. If you have any questions about this or anything else, hit me up on dfm.9, Instagram, and Threads. If you like what I'm putting out, please like, share, recommend. I'm trying to grow this. It's been fun. It's been a big part of my hobby life right now, and I'm really enjoying it. If you like content like this, but you want more, please hit up BJJ Mental Models. Their premium is fantastic. It's my favorite. I personally pay for it. I don't get a discount. You can use code Figueroa Martinez, FIGUEROA Martinez, all one word, and get a discount. Until next time, thank you so much.